U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price made a stop in Charleston this week as a part of his national listening tour. Price is traveling the country meeting with local officials about how the federal government can assist them in their fight against the opioid epidemic. The stop comes on the heels of two federal actions that could impact drug treatment in the state. West Virginia's opioid overdose death rate is 2.5 times the national average, the highest in the country. Last year, 864 West Virginians died from an overdose, up by more than 17% from the year before. West Virginia Department of Health and Human Resources Secretary Bill Crouch shared those statistics at a press conference Tuesday. Crouch hosted U.S. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price for a closed-door meeting about the state's struggle with substance abuse and what the federal government can do to help.
We are losing a generation of West Virginians to drug abuse. And in some cases, when it comes to an addicted mother with her newborn baby, I worry we're losing two generations.
Secretary Price says President Trump is committed to battling the opioid epidemic, not just in West Virginia, but across the country. Shortly after taking office, Trump created a bipartisan commission on drug addiction, led by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and last month announced nearly $500 million in federal grants awarded to states to combat substance abuse. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says that's Trump's plan to support efforts on the front lines.
This will not be solved from Washington, D.C. This will be ameliorated and annihilated at the state and local levels.
Price says that push towards supporting local efforts is why he's traveling the country to meet with state officials. But it's also why the administration is supporting two essentially budgetary actions that seem to put substance abuse treatment at risk in West Virginia, at least for some populations. The first is health care. 170,000 West Virginians received Medicaid coverage when former Governor Earl Ray Tomlin chose to expand the program as part of the Affordable Care Act. According to Secretary Crouch, some 50,000 of those West Virginians also suffer with an addiction. Medicaid does cover substance abuse treatment, but a Trump-backed plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act would also put an end to Medicaid expansion and result in the potential loss of treatment for those 50,000 West Virginians.
We have serious concerns about what is going to happen with that population. Our crisis right now is difficult to deal with. If we have an additional 50,000 individuals with no coverage, no way to get treatment, we think our problem is going to be light years more difficult.
Considering those difficulties, Crouch was asked about his ability to convince federal officials to keep the expanded version of the program. But the secretary says the ACA repeal comes with something that's good for West Virginia.
As a state that wants more flexibility in terms of Medicaid and how we utilize Medicaid monies, that's very welcome to us.
Let me just share a word on that, if I may. And
Secretary Price quickly backed up Crouch during their post-meeting press conference. Price says the current Medicaid system requires states to treat covered populations the same, even when their needs vary.
It's imperative that folks have access to the care that they need so that we can make certain that this scourge, especially the scourge of the opioid crisis and addiction, is addressed in a health care manner that keeps in mind those patients, so that patients and families and doctors are making decisions, not Washington, D.C.
The repeal and replace bill that allows for state flexibility but also ends Medicaid expansion made it through the U.S. House of Representatives last week with 3 supporting votes from West Virginia's delegation. As it heads to the Senate now, though, both Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito have expressed concerns. The second action that may put some substance abuse programs at risk comes in the form of a funding proposal for a federal office. Trump's administration announced a significant cut to the Office of National Drug Control Policy last week, a 95% reduction in his proposed 2018 budget. Price says while the administration has proposed cutting funding to the office, it's committed to increasing spending to combat the opioid epidemic elsewhere, including through the Department of Health and Human Services. But when asked if the cut was a result of failed outcomes from the office, Price says,
"It's a great question because that's exactly what we're asking, and that's what the commission is going to be asking. Is what is it that the federal government is doing that's actually solving the problem, that's assisting in getting better outcomes? And what is it that the federal government is doing wasting taxpayer dollars and resources?"
Under President Obama, the Office of National Drug Control Policy was responsible for coordinating efforts between public health and public safety officials to reduce drug use across the country. The office, which is overseen directly by the White House, does not currently have a page on the administration's website. The proposals and their effects have some West Virginia advocacy groups speaking out, attempting to sway West Virginia leaders to take a different approach. Members of the group West Virginians for Affordable Healthcare stood outside Price's Charleston meeting in an attempt to speak with him Tuesday, but were denied access to the listening session. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.